From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. The debate on the legalization of marijuana is picking up in Boone County this election season. The Missouri Civil Liberties Association hosted a candidate forum at the Columbia Country Club last night. Democrat Tom Pawley and Republican Sherry Tolleson Rice, opposing candidates for the Missouri House District 44, sparred over marijuana use. Pawley said granting legal access to marijuana will decrease the crime rates and harmful behavior of those using, but Rice disagreed.
I have actually known people, I would say, addicted to pot. It took money away from their families, paying their bills, and helping their children because they were too high on pot. And I really, like alcohol with drunk driving, I would hate to see people out there high driving their car down the street.
Voters will decide between the two Missouri House candidates in the November 8th election. Gordon Christensen, a Democrat who is running for Missouri's 4th Congressional District, also attended the forum. Christensen is a Columbia physician and spoke about why medical marijuana is beneficial to the healthcare community. Christensen supporter Doug Witt says marijuana legalization would only help the community.
It's been in the past, and it continues to prove that it does reduce pain for people that are experiencing it in so many different ways, and it has not shown any short-term or long-term negative consequences through the body. And that's, to me, at the end of the day, is more important than any other issue.
Christensen said he plans to bring national awareness to marijuana legalization if elected. He is facing incumbent Republican Vicki Hartzler in the November 8th election. Missouri voters will be the first in the nation to decide whether to amend their state constitution to prohibit sales taxes from being expanded to services. The proposal on the November 8th ballot is a backlash against efforts in various states to extend sales tax from consumer goods to services, such as auto repairs, haircuts, legal work, or financial accounting. If the Missouri measure passes, supporters hope that it could become a national model. Sales taxes have long provided an important financial foundation for governments. They are levied by 45 states and more than 10,000 local jurisdictions, but only a few states currently charge sales taxes on a wide array of services. Lawmakers have considered expanding sales taxes to keep pace with a service-driven economy. Columbia 5th Ward Councilwoman Laura Nauser will not seek re-election for the next term. She's been fighting ovarian cancer since June and hopes to spend more time with family when they move to Columbia from Florida. Nauser has served on Columbia City Council for 10 years and won back-to-back three-year terms in 2005 and 2008. Nauser says that the most rewarding time in her tenure wasn't in meetings, but with citizens.
I think that's probably one of the most rewarding things is as much as meetings and such take my time, it's also very nice to have the opportunity to meet my constituents and other people throughout the community.
Nauser will finish this year's term to pass the torch on to her successor in 2017. Tonight, MU will host Dr. Mark Lamont Hill, political correspondent for CNN. He will lead a discussion on the effects of last fall's social justice protests as well as the racial climate on campus. The MU Black Studies Department is one of several sponsors of the event. Dr. Stephanie Shonikon, chair of the Black Studies Department, says the discussion is crucial to moving forward.
It's critical that we always take a moment to remember our past because the past is still present and we need to sort of recognize and cherish the work that was done by our students last year and figure out how far we've come since then and how far we still need to go.
Hill is also an African American Studies professor at Morehouse College in Atlanta and host of shows on BET and VH1. Shonikon says Hill was one of the first public figures to support and bring attention to protests by members of Black student group Concerned Student 1950. Safety should be a priority for this Halloween, according to Jefferson City's Police Department. Officials recommend that parents make sure their children know how to properly cross a street and wear some type of reflective fabric on costumes to avoid accidents. For drivers, the department recommends caution when driving through residential neighborhoods. Doug Shoemaker, captain of the Jefferson City's Police Department, says reinforcement and patrols will be made this weekend.
This weekend, more officers on for DWI patrol officers through the Department of Transportation Highway Safety Division. Will be out in force looking for potential intoxicated drivers.
Shoemaker says if you decide to drink this weekend, make sure you have a designated driver or get a taxi. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.